Grow some great pumpkins in your yard or your neighbor's yard. We're checking the soil next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Giant pumpkins are fun, and neighbors are now offering space in their yards to see the summer action. David Bradley with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers explains.
If you want to go crazy and you spend maybe a half an hour on your pumpkin plant each day, but most of us just turn the water on, and I sometimes yodel. My dad always wanted me to learn how to yodel to the plants, thinks that's going to help them. So some people play rock and roll. I just go out and sing to them. We've had as many as like 80 pumpkins show up to the layoff at Thanksgiving Point. That's pretty cool when you can see all of these other people with this desire to have the biggest pumpkin. It's fun. And if you have decent soil, I mean, I think there's a Dale Elwood up in Logan that has fairly decent soil. I think he grew 1,000-pound pumpkins, or 980 pounds his first year. I went to the post office today with soil samples from all three of the places I grow, and you're going to say, what do you mean the three places you grow? Well, I like it so much that I've had people in my neighborhood say, Dave, why don't you use our garden to grow a pumpkin? So I've got two people that have volunteered part of their backyards for me to grow pumpkins in, just because they love. And they're taking pictures of it, and if I don't produce a real big one, maybe 700 pounds, what do? They get to have a 700-pound pumpkin on their porch. So I know several people in the club now have followed that example and have gone to get neighbors that have allowed them to grow in their backyards now.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.